This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
One of those was Simon Lethlean from the Saints. He had this to say about Josh Bruce.
He's a pretty good player. He's a much-loved player too and well-liked by the playing group. So he's at the end of a long-term deal. Despite communications otherwise, we didn't encourage him to go and test the market, but he's certainly within his rights to do so. He's obviously found with the Bulldogs a longer-term deal because we aren't at a stage where we're looking to extend him right now. So that's all well and good. We've had open communications with Josh of late. We would like him still playing alongside Max King and Tim Membry. And so for him to be extracted out of here so that he's not playing with us, it'll need to be an appropriate deal for the Saints.
There you go, player. An appropriate deal for the Saints. You've been hot on this the whole first week that we were on air together, that they just can't fit him in and where does he fit. But now the Saints are saying there's a possibility he could stay.
No, there's not. No, there's not at all. When you have a look at it, first up, from a salary cap point of view, they've got to try to fit in Hill, Ryder and Jones. Their forward structure, which he mentioned there, left out a couple of little details. Sort of said, oh, we're happy for him to play alongside of Membry and Max King. But hang on a minute. What happens with Ryder and Marshall? They've just got Ryder to the club so that they can use Marshall as a forward ruck and Ryder in the same role. You're not going to play them both off the bench the entire time. So now you're going to tell us that, number one, you're going to be able to fit him in with a cap, not give him an extension, be able to fit him in with in the cap when you're bringing those other three guys in, and then fit him into a forward structure which has to play Membry, has to play Max King, has to rest forward Ryder or Marshall, and you've still got Paddy McCartan on your list. He's superfluous to their needs. So, look, I know what they're doing. I mean, they're gesturing around the fact to try to sort of make sure that, you know, his worth stays as what it needs to be. They spoke about, you know, it needed to be more than a second-round pick. It's not going to be. The Bulldogs know where this sits as well, and I don't speak to the clubs. I mean, I'm not one that sort of rings the clubs to find out
just your opinion
where they're sitting. Yeah. I just call it as I sort of see it. This is one where they didn't want to re-sign him to a longer-term contract because they wanted to move and have Max King as the new player in, who's going to be the star. That Josh has been a really serviceable component for them for a long period of time, but he's now superfluous to their needs and they're going to move on. You can't have it both ways.
Particularly as they've admitted they've spoken to Max's brother Ben's management about the possibility of getting him back as well. So
correct.
They need to keep that availability in that room in the salary cap and draft picks that are adequate to try and get him back in 12 months' time.
So it's totally realistic. A second round pick for him, you know, I think it's pick 32 that the Bulldogs...
What would you have liked him to say when he was asked that question?
Just that we will be fair and reasonable. We're not going to give him away for nothing. We will be fair and reasonable about finding him the home that he wants. As much as what they can say it, they can't fit them in. And you can't afford to have a player. I don't know what he's on. Let's just call it 400 just for the sake of it. You can't have a bloke on 400,000 running around playing in your VFL team. It just doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense to anyone.
Just ask Port Adelaide because it's crippled Port Adelaide. They've had two or three players at least on 400, 500, 600 running around in the sample. You can't compete when you've got that happening, so that'd be a worry.
And I've got no issue with St Kilda that you've made your decision, and the decision is probably very well right for them with a high end Max King coming into the club and the way that they want to play their rucks. I was a little surprised that they went down the Ryder Marshall. I thought they had the right guy in Marshall, I should say, but they've made that decision. That's no issue. Just let him go.